What's up, folks? My name is David, and it's time for your daily Nerd Devo. Growing up, one of my favorite John Wayne movies was Donovan's Reef. The beautiful vistas of an island in French Polynesia, the humorous birthday fight between John Wayne's character and a character played by Lee Marvin, the adorable and rambunctious children. It's a fun movie. And the Christmas pageant is a staple in my family around the holidays. In the scene, after the three kings, which in this case is the king of Polynesia, the emperor of China, and the king of the United States of America, have brought their gifts and are adoring the Christ child, it's rain. Now, they are inside a church. This should not be a problem. The problem, the roof leaks. Well, this is a small mission somewhere. Surely somebody will give them money. Well, Lee Marvin's character, Gil Hooley, and John Wayne's character, Donovan, have both multiple times given money to the church to have the roof fixed. But every time they do, the father always gives the money away. The poor are still with us. There was a hurricane, so of course I can't put a roof on my church. It's got to go help the poor that are suffering from the hurricane. And while these are all great things, the roof never got fixed, so much so that when this rainstorm rises, everybody just pulls up their umbrella. They're used to it. The roof leaks. Why? Because the father was so interested in helping others, he didn't maintain what he had. We are in a season of giving. Whether it be the gifts under the tree, maybe some of you give to help foster care organizations or give to Toys for Tots, or even just drop a few coins in those wonderful red buckets next to those bell ringers. It's a giving season. Even the world knows and participates in this giving. But as Christians, we need to remember in all the time to give, we also need to maintain our own temples. Joshua, in his beginning of his reign as the leader of the children of Israel, God tells him to meditate in Joshua 1:8, meditate on the word of God. Other places it says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Throughout Psalms and Proverbs, the writers expound the need to keep communication and prayer to God. You don't have time. I'm too busy, you might say. Never be too busy for God. We all enjoy those Christmas cards in the when we get them in the mailbox. Well, prayer is Christmas cards to God. And trust me, when you take that time to maintain your personal relationship, your temple, your church to God, you'll be surprised how many other problems seem to disappear. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit that subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm David for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember, be as enthusiastic about God as your favorite fandom.